This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hey, don't look now, but the completely kludged up global supply chain might be getting just a tad bit less kludged. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says things have been easing up. The Drewry World Container Index, it tracks shipping container prices. That's been falling. So we asked Marketplace's Justin Ho to check in with some small businesses to hear what they have been seeing. And what he heard was, not exactly.
It's been a busy summer at Palmetto Tile Distributors, a supplier and importer based in South Carolina. Catherine Reynolds is a designer with the company. She says that's because a lot of people have been remodeling their homes.
You know, housing prices all over the country are through the roof. So a lot of people instead are just investing back into the property that they already own and making it the way they want.
But the tile people want often just hasn't been available. Reynolds manages the company's imports, which come mostly from Europe. She says shipments are still moving slowly through the ports of Savannah and Charleston. They're racking up storage fees, and shipping containers are still expensive.
We're right about the $20,000 mark for a container, which I used to be able to import for $7,000.
Shipments from her domestic manufacturers aren't much better. They're adding fuel surcharges and having problems sourcing materials. Plus, there's a shortage of truck drivers. We've been hearing about all of those problems for a while, and Reynolds says she's not expecting any of them to let up for a while.
I don't see us having any improvements well into next year, if then even, unfortunately. I wish it was different because it would make my job a lot less stressful.
Things haven't been much better for equipment supplier TMB Baking in San Francisco. It imports a lot of equipment from Italy, but the way it usually does that, shipping it through the Panama Canal and up to the Port of Oakland, has been taking way too long.
Most recently, it's taken over 3 months to get equipment to us.
That's Greg Warwick, TMB Baking's CEO.
And that was about a 28-day quoted time frame pre-pandemic.
He says he has to bring that time frame down because there's a big baking equipment trade show in Las Vegas in September. The first one since the pandemic started.
We do have customers coming throughout the United States to visit TMB Baking and see our equipment. So it's critical that we get that equipment there to be able to show it to them.
So a couple months ago, Warwick tried a new strategy, shipping equipment to the East Coast and then moving it to the Bay Area by rail.
It will cut definitely at least a month off of that timing to get it here.
Farther south, outside Los Angeles, it's been getting a little easier for Hawaii Supermarket to import products. Chris Duong is the general manager.
I'm hearing from suppliers that their shipments are coming in more regularly now.
That would normally be welcome news, given that throughout the pandemic, Duong has been trying to make sure his store has enough products available. But lately, he says demand for the grocery items he sells has been falling.
Just because prices have gone up so much for the same items, we're selling less of them.
As a result, Duong says he's getting more cautious about importing too much and building up too much inventory.
Because we're not really sure of what's going on with the economy and how much demand there's going to be for the second half of the year and going into, you know, next year.
All of which means he's not as worried about how congested his supply chains are. I'm Justin Howe for Marketplace.